I've mentioned before the small flock of house sparrows that are currently nesting in the very dense evergreen ivy plant that grows right up the gable end soffit of our house, and how they waken us up every morning about 4 or 5 a.m. depending on when the light comes through, of course. But what I didn't mention is that they fly off in the morning later on, and they come back again. Every evening they come back approximately 8:30 p.m. So I thought last night I'll stick my recording device out at the front of the house and control it remotely from my big armchair, because I can see when they arrive. And what they do is they come back maybe just at the start, just one or two, and they land in the weeping larch tree that they have at the front of the house. It's very close to the house, and it's a weeping form, so it forms a very, very dense green thicket of foliage. And once they're inside, you can't see them. You can hear them, but you can't see them. And what happens after that is that they gradually accumulate bit by bit. They'll come in twos and threes, or maybe even 10 or 12 at one time. So it takes about 20 minutes, 25 minutes in all for them all to arrive and to settle in for the night, because they gather in that weeping larch thicket, and then they settle down after a wee while, after chirping and chattering away at each other, probably telling each other about how the day went. And you'll hear that in the first few minutes of the recording. But then they'll settle down and you'll get the odd wee chirp, and then wee quiet spaces and odd wee chirp. But then it all kicks off again as they start one by one to fly from there up above the conservatory and right into this dense climbing ivy plant. And they don't settle. Some fly in and fly back out, and they'll do this on and off until they all eventually have settled in the ivy. So no more are left in the tree, and they're all in the ivy. But because it's directly above my head, as it were, I can leave the sliding door to the conservatory open, and I can still hear them chattering away. Bit by bit, it gets quieter and quieter until by about 9:45, or 8:45, I should say, there's only the odd wee chirp as I'm falling asleep, I guess. So the recording is kind of it's in one part, one piece, but it's in two parts. It's the initial landing and chattering in the weeping larch tree, and then later on the activity kicks off again, and when they're moving into the evergreen foliage of the climbing ivy. So you don't really need to listen through the whole thing. It's almost a repetition, but you can hear their wings flapping against the soffit boards, and you can hear them all having a great old blather. So the first part, before it was quiet, it's probably enough. But if you really want to listen all the way through, it's worth it. Because if you paint that, if you can picture the picture I'm trying to paint for you, as they settle down in the second half for the night and eventually all fall asleep on their wee perches. By the way, something I should mention that they do when they do, that's quite apt, and excuse that one, that was really unintentional. When they go up into the ivy, they all do their do. Because dozens of tiny wee pellets all suddenly appear on top of the conservatory glass. Now I've got a thicket of those pellets. It really leaves a bloody mess. But I'll clean it off once the summer's gone completely. So I hope you enjoy this. It is annoying, yes, at 5 a.m. in the morning. But I've got used to it now, because kind of waking up and then fall back asleep again. But I have to say, I do look forward to 8 o'clock at night when they all come back. And I can see, not only hear their antics, but I can see what they're all up to. It's wonderful, wonderful entertainment. In fact, I pay more attention to them than I do to the television that happens to be on at the same time. sparrows. House sparrows, a wee flock. I should have mentioned that wee flock is probably around about 20, 25, something like that. So it's not so small. It's quite a good collection.